latest up-to-the-minute news. Visit theleader.info.
According to a report from the United Nations, Swedish furniture giant IKEA has donated more towards the fight against Ebola than Spain, Norway and Luxembourg combined. IKEA has donated 5.3 million euro, according to the report, compared to the 3.2 million donations from the three countries. Britain has donated 157 million and Ireland 16 million. Spain has been battling the virus on domestic shores after a nurse was the first person to show signs of infection. The Partido Popular of Torrevieja have decided unanimously that should they win the next local elections in May, they would elect the current mayor, Eduardo Delon, as the head of the municipality once again. This, of course, is considering the fact that the proposed electoral reform suggested by the central government will not be implemented in time. The Orihuela Socialist Group, the PSOE, have chosen Carolina Gracia as their party leader to fight the next elections, thus assuming her to become mayor in the event of the PSOE becoming unanimously victorious. As one of the younger politicians in Orihuela, Gracia has the support of the younger end of the political spectrum already and sat on the table of elders who prevented the censure motion in January that would have allowed the Partido Popular to oust the government. Torrevieja's sports city now attracts some 2,500 people every day thanks to a new wave of initiatives and courses being run at the facility. As well as the improved facilities, the site is now being used by all the local schools for sports events and is being attended by private groups and individuals keen to partake in a wide range of sports on offer. An Indian Special Forces officer has been declared an absconder by the Indian Army after he went missing whilst on holiday in Spain in August. Army sources said that Major Sharif Bonsal, who was serving as an aide-de-camp to the Arunachal Pradesh governor, had gone to Spain without apparently informing the authorities. He'd taken leave in June and failed to report back to duty in August. A 50-year-old grandmother from Guyana was arrested last week after she allegedly attempted to send a quantity of cocaine through the postal system to an address in Valencia. The woman was convicted of being in possession of 724 grams of cocaine, which she'd hidden in beauty products prior to posting. A man died on Monday after falling in the hillier area of Pico de la Aguila between Orihuela and Santa Maria. The alarm was raised with the emergency services at around 7 p.m. on Monday, resulting in a helicopter being dispatched from the Alcantarilla airbase. The Guardia Civil and local police also attended, but could do nothing other than to assist in the removal of the man's body from the scene. And a new book was released in Spain this week telling some of the success stories that the National Police have had through its Twitter account. With well over a million followers, the Policía account shares vital information on safety, security and alerts throughout the country. For more details on these stories, visit the website www.theleader.info, updated 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.